Hey, all you SAP devs out there, watch us on DevOps Lab because we are going to find out how to do DevOps into SAP. Hi, welcome to the DevOps Lab. Today I am so excited because we have two very special guests. We've got Ram and Gopal with us, and they are going to tell us all about DevOps for SAP. How's it going, guys?
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Absolutely. Before we begin, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
All right. Hi, I'm Gopal Nair. I work at the SAP Platform Engineering team here at Microsoft.
Hi, I'm Ram B. I also work on the SAP Platform Engineering team with Gopal.
Now, I am so excited about this because people have been asking me about how do you do DevOps with SAP for, I don't know, I think forever by now. Yeah. So before we begin, why don't you tell us some of the problems or challenges that SAP developers face?
Yeah, so traditionally SAP has been a monolithic system, mm-hmm. wherein we have the database, the application layer, and the IDE tightly integrated together. Yep. So it's very difficult for developers to work with each other on the same piece of code. Mm-hmm. And then modern engineering concepts like build automation, release automation, as well as automated code reviews, code checks are kind of difficult to achieve because they're all disparate, mm-hmm. and not in a cohesive way. So the user and the developer experience is muted. Okay. Gopal, you want to say something else?
Yes, and what happens is in a traditional or a modern language like .NET, etc., there are runtimes that exist outside of the system, mm-hmm. where you can go compile and use the command line tools to, you know, perform tests and things like that. What makes SAP a little bit challenging is that runtime is proprietary of SAP and then exists inside SAP all the time. So you need a system, and that code itself resides in the system for you to compile or make sense out of it. So that adds a whole new level of challenge in terms of DevOps model and continuous integration and things like that.
I see. So it's because it's so tightly integrated into the SAP system itself, traditionally it's been hard for developers to use any type of DevOps best practices.
That is correct.
Yeah. So what do you guys have now? From the email, it sure sounded like you guys have some type of solution.
Yes.
Yes, of course. We have been tinkering around with this for a while now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we were always considering is how do we get Git into ABAP? And we started looking around. There is an open source project called as Git for ABAP. Mm-hmm. That we tinkered around with, and then we thought, okay, how do we now use Azure DevOps for this? Because Azure DevOps has Git capability, as well as traditionally we manage our SAP projects through Azure DevOps. So all our epics, user scenarios, features, stories are managed through Azure DevOps. But our coding, our release management, our test management is outside of Azure DevOps. So the idea was that why don't we use Azure DevOps for end-to-end code management for SAP? And therein came Gopal, where he started investigating stuff, and together we worked on this.
Right. And Ram threw me a unique challenge, and that is, with SAP Platform Engineering being responsible for the ABAP code and the technical aspects of an SAP system, mm-hmm. We had a lot of these building blocks, or what we call reusable libraries, which was written in ABAP, but then deployed to multiple SAP systems. So that posed us a unique challenge, which is each system needed a copy, but at the same time we wanted to have a place where we can make the code modifications once instead of going into each of those systems and make modifications all over the place.
Right.
And then test for compatibility and all those kind of, the result is what you'll be seeing very soon here, and our integration with Azure DevOps, automatic testing, etc., enabled us to streamline the entire develop to deployment process.
Oh, wow. So you got all parts of it. You can do the development, you can do the testing, you can do the deployment and all that?
Correct. So we go from one system where we can develop, mm-hmm. and then we have branches where we commit. We then make sure that the branches is pulled up into the master, and then go to the other system and then pull it back in. Okay. Which means that it is going to be, the code modifications are now reflected without any modification in that target system. So as we'll see shortly in the demo.
So one thing to point out is within SAP, there is a concept called configuration and code. So the configuration and code go together to solve a business problem. And traditionally, when you we look at Git for ABAP, we started thinking, why don't we apply the same principle for managing configuration? So that is something we're working on. That's part of our roadmap. But as of this demo, we'll be showing strictly the ABAP components of it and how we manage can manage ABAP.
OK. Wow. I'd love to see this.
Of course.
OK.
All right. So let me go ahead and then demonstrate how it all works.
OK.
So here, before we start, let me give you a brief preface. So what our scenario here is there are two developers, developer A and developer B. The developer B is an external developer who is who wants to make a mathematics program for teaching kids math.
Okay.
But I don't want to, so I'm that developer, but I don't want to develop everything from scratch. Rather, I would rather use a Microsoft library called a math class to perform the addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication operation. All I do is I create a program around that, taking advantage of that library. While I'm working on it, I detect that there is a problem in that core library, and I call Ram, who is responsible for maintaining that core library, and let him know that there is a problem. He makes the modifications, makes the required corrections, push it into ADO, Azure DevOps, and then informs me that on this particular branch, everything is updated. I pull it back, and then my program starts working without making any modification in the core library. So that's what we'll be seeing very soon here.
OK, great.
All right, so let's go into the demo.
OK.
So as we can, as I mentioned, we are in the development system B. So this is the math. This is the mathematics class where I'm entering two numbers, 100 and 20. And let's see, addition operation. And we see that, yes, this is the expected result, 120.
Okay.
All right, so now let's switch to the same numbers, but then the subtraction operation. And oops, there seems to be an issue. It's still 120.
Right.
100 minus 20 is supposed to be 80, right? So there seems to be a problem. And I called Ram and say that the math class library has an issue. And so let's switch to Ram's perspective.
So here I log into my system on the SAP side, and I got a message from Gopal saying that this class is not working. So I'll go into SAP GUI screen. This is SAP IDE where I can look at the code and see what the problem. So to start with, I make ensure that my test cycles are running fine. So I start my unit test and see what is breaking, like Gopal was mentioning. And as you can see, I have a problem in the subtraction method. It's showing red.
Okay.
So I navigate to that branch, and there I see that I immediately identify there is a problem with this subtraction. Instead of subtraction, I'm adding. So it's a very visible error, so it's a quick fix that I can work on. So before I do that, I navigate to Git, and then ensure that I have a branch that I can start working on. So I again navigate to the main class, and then open up the method. And here I double check to ensure that everything is per what my testing is showing. I notice again that there's a problem with the subtraction. Now I navigate to the Git component of how I manage this code. Now I need to create a branch. So I travel to this ABAP Git installation. What you're seeing here is something we, as I mentioned before, we have leveraged an open source project called as Git for ABAP. And this pretty much helps us with the management of ABAP code.
Okay.
And I create a new branch here so that when I make a change, it goes into the branch and the master stays as it is. I call it as MathWeg bug fix. And once I create the branch, I'll then start making my code changes.
Okay.
So as you can see, there is something happening behind the scenes. Something seems to have been created. There's actually a single sign-on happening between SAP and Azure DevOps, which does not appear to be much, but it's a big deal for us because that took us a lot of time to set it up.
Okay.
And then once we navigate to the actual code now, we make a change here. And then we go through the regular dev practice of putting in comments, making sure it's behaving as expected, run my unit testing, ensured I have proper coverage. The test coverage shows green.
Mm-hmm.
And like a good developer, I put in my comments, and now I run my unit test to ensure that everything looks green before I start my merge process.
Cool. And all this is in SAP, right?
This is all in SAP.
Cool.
We will navigate at a future point to Azure DevOps to show the actual code, but this is all SAP screens.
Cool.
Now we see that there is that yellow icon there, which highlights the difference between what is there back in Azure DevOps as well as what is within SAP.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a pull request. First, we do a stage. And within the stage, we will do add all and commit. Since it's a simple change, I pretty much know what I'm doing. I put in my comments. Now, I do need to put in my email address so that this is tracked back in Azure DevOps as the person who's contributing to the code.
Got it.
And once I hit commit, behind the scenes, again, we have API call going back to Azure DevOps where this particular code is being merged. Now, we have navigated to Azure DevOps, as mm-hmm. you can see. I go into the math, which bug fix branch that was created back in SAP.
Sure.
And here we open up the source and make sure everything looks good before I start my merge.
Cool.
So we are doing the pull request at this time.
Okay.
And when we do the pull request to master, there are approval processes, et cetera, that needs to be complete. But when we do complete the merge,
mm-hmm.
notice what happens. We have taken advantage of Azure DevOps pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, because of the pull request,
mm-hmm.
there is a build or a build that is running, as you can see from the icon there.
Sure.
So if you go back in there, what happens is it's getting ready to perform a whole bunch of smell tests and quality tests, et cetera, mm-hmm. before it commits into the master.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that it is secure, which is the cred scans and all those kind of things, plus the code conforms to naming standards, naming conventions. Also, all the tests that unit tests, et cetera, automated tests that we have, they are also performed mm-hmm. to make sure that the code that is in getting into the master is of high quality. In this case, once it gets into master, DROM's next step would be to call the external person, which is me, to say, Microsoft has committed this, provided you with a new software, go ahead and do it. So there is a lot at stake. The quality of the code is of paramount importance, plus the security, correct?
Sure.
So lots of checks needs to be performed before we can gain that level of confidence. So that's exactly what we are doing. And in this case, for demo purposes, we are showing some tests that have failed,
mm-hmm.
Which then we wanted to demo how the ADO Azure DevOps features mm-hmm. like the boards, et cetera, integrates mm-hmm. well into this entire process. So in this case, I have a problem and I can directly click the bug or click the link and then assign a work item and it flows into the agile mode of executing software.
Yeah.
So as we can see, we have even a graphical representation. So the pipeline has completed.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go on with the, at this point, we have forced the merge into the master,
okay.
again, for demo purposes. Had this been a real software with those failures, we would never merge it into the master.
Sure.
Now, what happens now is, with the fix in place,
mm-hmm.
Ram calls me, the customer who brought this issue to his attention first, and says, Microsoft has fixed this. Mm-hmm. You as a consumer can go ahead and pull the latest version from the branch
mm-hmm.
and then start using it. So me back in development system B, I run the same tool, ABAP Git.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that this time I am challenged for a user ID and password. That is because me as an external person is not that security conscious. Microsoft has security as its paramount parameter.
Mm-hmm.
So single sign-on, corporate security, and all the restrictions that come with it are of paramount importance. For me, as an external person who is just using the library, I'm provided an account or I create an account. So that's why I'm challenged for the user ID and password, because I'm not part of the AD Azure Active Directory that governs the entire security.
Fantastic.
So moving forward, I was challenged and I provided my user ID and password, but now I noticed that there is a difference between what is there in ADO and what is there in my system.
Nice.
So the plus and the minus that earlier Ram corrected, that is reflected, and my task now is to pull the master into the system.
Okay.
As soon as I do that, because there is code modifications being done, I'm asked for a transport. And with that, the code modifications that Ram performed in that other system, Microsoft system, is now live in my system. So how do we test this, right?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and run the program again.
Okay.
So I'm running the Math Wizard program again. Same numbers, 100 and 20, with a subtraction operation.
Yeah.
And voila. Right now, we have 80, which is a win, because we fixed the issue.
Fix the problem.
Yes. Without touching the core code in the development system B.
Yeah.
All this happened because Ram was able to make the modifications. Irrespective of where all the libraries are used, I'm able to pull that library without me making any determination on the complexity of that library, understanding all that, a pull from ADO.
Yeah.
And then I can continue working on what I am specializing on and focusing on.
Wow, that's very, very cool stuff. So let me just try to recap this, make sure I understand what's going on. So it looks like you were using some Microsoft libraries. There was something broken, so you pinged Microsoft, in which case you made the changes. When you made the changes, your SAP environment is hooked up to Git.
Yes.
Right, hooked up to Azure DevOps. Mm-hmm. So you could make those changes. In fact, you created a branch, you made those changes, you checked that in, it goes through a pull request, somebody reviews it. But before it merged into the master branch, it kicks off that build, right? Where it goes through all the checks, make sure everything looks good. And if everything looks good, then it merges down into master.
Correct.
At which time you now went into your SAP system. Did you pull that? You pulled that code down, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Once it hit the master branch, which is the published outside branch, I only have access to that master branch, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I pulled it from the master, but by the time it got to master, it had done all, as you mentioned, all the checks and balances and authorizations, everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get the clean guaranteed code with the Microsoft guarantee behind it. So I am happy to use it, whatever is there in the master, pull it into my system, and then now I resume my work.
Wow, this makes me really happy, right? Because it follows so many of the DevOps best practices. Our source code, you don't have to just copy and paste things all over the place. Mm-hmm. You can just check it into a source control system. You can do pull requests. You can pull the code. This is great stuff. So what else are you guys planning to do with this? Are you planning to do more deeper integration into SAP?
Yes, like I was mentioning before, SAP's features primarily have two components, the configuration component and the development component. So what we've done so far and shown is the development component. We plan to work on the configuration component and also tighten some of the checks that we typically impose, like our security and compliance checks, as well as adhering to Microsoft 180 VSO standards so that we can leverage those, and as well as now moving into release management, so where we'll start using release pipelines to kind of start moving the actual code from system to system.
Oh, that will be very exciting.
Yeah.
That was the piece that I was wondering. I was like, oh, do you have to always manually pull that code down? But you guys are working on
that.
Actually, an interesting question. And one of the also another things that we are looking at in modern SAP development are things like modern technologies like ABAP daemons and things like that, which is like Windows Service. So we are looking at lots of automations and how we can make the life easier. It's all a research in progress. So we are making our way forward to it, through it. Lots of challenges, but that's the beauty of working at Microsoft.
This is fantastic. So if I'm an SAP developer, is this something I can start playing with now? Or
yes, absolutely.
How would they get started?
So we have presented a white paper on this, as well as we have presented this SAP TechEd and Sapphire, wherein people can start looking at how to go about doing this by themselves. And of course, we are ready to support whoever wants to reach out to us. Both they can support, reach out to Gopal and myself.
Fantastic. All right, so we'll be sure to post that URL to your white papers down here somewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll definitely do this. This is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you
so much. I really appreciate this. Like I said, I've had people asking about DevOps and SAP forever, and usually my answer is, I don't know what we can do. But this is fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, so all you devs out there, this is exciting stuff. If you're an SAP developer, go to dev.azure.com, spin up an Azure DevOps account. We will provide you the link down here. Go ahead and click on it and see how you can do DevOps for SAP.